This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, the father of the Turkish-American activist killed by Israeli soldiers in the occupied West Bank last weekend. On Thursday, welcomed Turkey's decision to initiate an independent investigation into her death and called on the United States to do the same. VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara with more.
Turkey blames Israel and announced its own probe into the death of Ayşenur Eşge Ege, a Turkish-American activist who was killed by Israeli forces last week while protesting settlements in the occupied West Bank.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
We will take every legal step to ensure that the blood of our Ayşenur Eşge Ege does not remain on the ground.
Israel's campaign in Gaza has continued for 11 months despite U.S. pressure for parties to reach a ceasefire in return for the release of hostages held by Hamas. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News at the White House.
United States Speaker of the House Mike Johnson has found himself at a crossroads in regards to keeping the government funded.
A senior House Republican urged his party on Thursday to begin negotiations with Democrats on government funding beyond the September 30th deadline. This comes after Speaker Mike Johnson canceled a vote on a bill to extend funding until March 2025, which included a citizenship proof requirement for voter registration. Democrats and moderate Republicans opposed it, the former arguing the measure was unnecessary since non-citizens are already barred from voting in federal elections. Democratic House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries told reporters on Thursday that he had a brief conversation with Johnson the day before about finding a path forward, but declined to share details. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
North Korea has offered a rare glimpse into a secretive facility to produce nuclear weapons, as it says leader Kim Jong-un has now visited the area and called for stronger efforts to increase his nuclear weapons. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is wrapping up a three-nation Ukraine-focused European tour in Poland after hearing repeated appeals from Ukrainian officials to use Western-supplied weaponry for long-range strikes inside Russia. Blinken traveled to Warsaw on Thursday after spending a day in Kyiv with British Foreign Secretary David Lammy, during which they pledged to bring the Ukrainian request to their leaders. U.S. President Joe Biden and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer are to meet in the United States on Friday amid signs both Washington and London are growing more receptive to allowing the Ukrainians to use their arms to hit targets further inside Russia than previously okayed. NATO member Poland, which shares a border with Ukraine, has been supportive of the Ukrainians' request. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports there was a flurry of bills concerning China passed by the U.S. House this week.
The efforts would ban Chinese-made drones, limit China-linked biotech companies from access to U.S. markets, strengthen sanctions, and deepen ties with Asian countries. The campaign to target Beijing this week shows how curbing China's power has emerged as a rare issue of political consensus. Some measures did pass along party lines, with Republicans arguing the need to protect national security, Democrats raising concerns about discrimination. One contentious measure seeks to revive a Trump-era program to root out Beijing's spying in American universities and institutes. All of those bills do still need Senate approval. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigned in a swing state Thursday and called for another debate with former President Donald Trump. AP Sagar Magani.
At a North Carolina rally, Harris noted this week's debate with Donald Trump.
And I believe we owe it to the voters to have another debate.
Minutes earlier, Trump rejected another matchup, writing on social media, there will be no third debate after this week's and his June showdown with President Biden. Trump suggests a prize fighter who loses a bout is always the one calling for a rematch. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Nearly 200 people, now more than 200 people, have died in Vietnam in the aftermath of Typhoon Yagi. 128 are still missing as flash floods and landslides take their toll. Vietnam's Vien Express newspaper reported Thursday that 199 people have died. That number has now gone up. Now, this is while more than 800 have been injured. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.